Friends, I want to tell you about an opportunity to grow your business to eight figures and beyond. In October of 2023, I will be keynoting at the Contractor Summit in Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to invite you to join me and several other kick-ass contractors as we guide you to create a strong five-year vision that's going to explode your business and profits. You're going to learn how to scale properly and not just creating a bigger mess, right? Last thing you want to do is scale a turd. So let's teach you how to scale properly. You're going to learn your numbers at a deeper level that will show, and we're also going to show you how to manage and lead your business by the numbers. So you get your emotions out of it, okay? Or what about some real life, live coaching and Q&A up on the stage to help you with your current issues right now? There's all that and a bunch more stuff coming your way over the course of 3 days down in Jacksonville, Florida. So guys, go to thecontractorfight.com/Florida-summit. Come hang out with me and a bunch of other FWs. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out. It's Monday, fighters. Time for some mojo. Listen, it's hard to find someone who doesn't want to sell more of their stuff. We all do. I mean, the whole purpose of having a business is to meet needs and collect money when you meet those needs. And one thing that I see over and over from contractors when it comes to sales is their commitment to telling prospects how smart they are. You know, we win all these awards and, you know, I know this and this and this about the technical shit of my trade, and that's great. There's a time and place to drop your knowledge, but in most cases, you're probably hurting your sales unless you do one thing. This one thing is simply being curious. The next time you have contact with a prospect, fight the urge to tell them why you're so amazing. Instead, ask questions that will help you to get to their true motives for doing the project. So curiosity might sound like this, to give you a couple examples. Number one, hey, I appreciate you reaching out to us. You know, you get rid of the small talk, you get through all that other stuff. Then you get into a curiosity-based question. Hey, so what's your experience with working with a contractor? Shut your mouth. Okay. Instead of coming out guns a-blazing going, we're award-winning and we're amazing and people love us and blah, blah, blah. And here's, you know, this is the X5000 floor system that you want. All right. Ask them what their experience is like. If you don't know what their experience with another contractor might have been, you're missing some golden opportunities to really contract around those pains that they might have had and set yourself apart. All right. Another question might be, hey, what did you like best about the last contractor that you chose to work with? And shut your mouth. When you peel those things back, you could ask the opposite too. What did you like worst? Like, I appreciate you sharing the things that they did best. What did you like worst? If you could wave a magic wand over the typical experience you have with a contractor, what would it look like? This is being curious. And when you are curious, you're gathering information that will help you determine whether or not you can truly help them and that you're a good fit. Another curiosity-based question could simply be, hey, what was it that made you reach out to our company? You might get it came through referral. And if they say, oh, my neighbor Joe referred you guys, he said you did a great job. Oh, cool. I appreciate you, you know, sharing that with me because I want to make sure I thank Joe. So what was it about what Joe said that made you really want to pick up the phone and work with us? And you're going to learn the things that are important to them. So guys, your curiosity combined with their answers is going to guide you to understanding quickly whether you're a good fit and they're ready to move forward to the next steps in your sales process. Be curious, slow down, sell more. I'm out.